you look back at the past to try to analyze and learn from it, now we are going to look in the present based on the biases that we have acquired from the past. So if we look back with those biases, is it valuable? Is it lead to some worthwhile understanding, or will it only reinforce whatever conceptions we may have? It's possible that the biases may be self-reinforcing. At the same time, I am the only tool that I have. So even if I have to go beyond my biases, even if somebody who's unbiased tells me, it's I who will have to hear that person. Yeah, you know, my perspective is biased, this perspective is unbiased. Actually, this makes more sense. So whenever you talk about self-help, it's a huge genre of literature now, there is the implicit understanding that there is a self that needs help and there is a self that can offer help. So in that sense, there is actually basically human beings, we have the capacity for not just awareness but also awareness of our awareness. That means all animals will get angry, but human beings can become conscious. Oh, I'm getting angry. Maybe anger is not good. Maybe I should not. So basically, lower species, and they are just driven by their impulses, they act. We are also driven by our impulses, but we can look at our impulses and then stop those impulses from acting. So basically, that capacity to direct our awareness towards our own inner world, that is what enables us to evaluate our own emotions. So yes, I have a bias. So for example, I think life is rotten, that destiny always gives me a raw deal. That's how I think. Now with this way, when I think and I look back at the past, and naturally I will look at all the times when things went wrong for me. But if when some success has come in my life, at that time I look, okay, what exactly happened? Oh, this could have gone wrong, this could have gone wrong, this could have gone wrong. But all this worked right. That's how things came. But that forces me to evaluate reevaluate my own perceptions. It challenges my bias. So I would say that that's why there's a difference between lamenting about the past and learning from the past. So when we lament from the past or the past, basically it is our mind that is in control and just makes us think about this, think about that, think about that. And then we just keep worrying and dreading, and we just become paralyzed. But when we are in control and consciously take the mind backwards, okay, this is what happened, this is what I could have done, if this had happened, I could have done like this. Basically, if we are in control and then we are directing the consciousness backwards to evaluate, then we can actually learn from it. So the biases are there, but we also have the capacity to notice and then correct our biases. We may need some external inputs also for that, but we do have that capacity. Without that capacity, we would just be like programmed machines. You know, I have my bias and that's how I stay. But we all do change. Some people change to a smaller degree, some people change to a greater degree. And that possibility of change exists because we have the capacity to evaluate ourselves. But then how do you want